Welcome to Advances Podcast Series, part of the APS Publications channel. Hi, I'm Jamie Jones, and I'm the producer of this series. In this series, the authors address four key talking points provided by Editor-in-Chief Dr. Barb Goodman. Whether you are at home or on the road, I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Dr. Anumeha Bhagat, Assistant Professor of Physiology and author of this work entitled Flipped Classroom for Undergraduate Medical Students in India. Are we ready for it? Along with me is the first author of this study, Dr. Anita Malhotra, who is professor and head of the Department of Physiology. We both work at Government Medical College and Hospital, which is in Chandigarh, India. We have been working together in the same department for 14 years now. Both of us are really passionate about making our subject physiology really meaningful for our students. We want to inculcate deep learning practices among our students, and that is why we are always planning innovative methods of teaching them. In India, recently there has been a paradigm shift in the medical education scenario. This big switch happened with the National Medical Commission implementing the competency curriculum in our country. This competency curriculum is just like a guide for what doctors should know and how they should be taught or how they should learn it. The adoption of this competency-based medical curriculum in our country has really set the stage for innovation. The concept of flipped classroom for medical schools and medical students is still in its infancy in our country, and therefore we planned to explore how this novel teaching approach can be utilized to replace the traditional method of teaching. Dr. Anita will explain our spotlight study that looks at a new way of teaching our medical students.
The present scenario of medical education is somewhat confused. More we try to develop our students to have a conceptual and deep understanding of the subjects, more we are pushing them towards the rote learning and learning for the examination based. As we all know that assessment drives learning, and with this thought in mind, the idea of assessment was created. But now the assessment has become the main thing, and learning has taken a back stage. As students only learn to pass in the examination and not to develop the understanding of the basic concept of physiology or any other subjects. This was the main thought behind our project, as we were trying to develop the critical thinking and conceptual knowledge in our students. And the lectures which we were taking in the form of interactive lectures was rarely an interactive type. Barring few students, mostly students were listening passively. So after searching the literature, we found the flip model classroom technique very interesting and stimulating, as it was posing a challenge to the students' mind and igniting the inquisitiveness and gave the command in their hands for their learning. Students have to be active for developing the understanding of the basic concept and to develop the deep understanding of the whole basic physiology or for any subjects or the topics. So it also gave freedom to the student to learn at their own pace and during their preferred time. And as it is a type of individualized learning, we can say. And with the advancement of technology, these technologies are being put or being utilized in the best manner. And overall, the another encouragement was in the form of implementation of competency-based medical education in India. So we started this project. So keeping the main objective of comparing the effectiveness of flipped model classroom teaching method on the learning of students with the traditional method of teaching, and to assess the perception of students towards the flipped model classroom learning, and also encouraging the active participation of the student in their learning process, and also to see the feasibility of the flipped model classroom teaching in our setup, we conceptualized the study. So the study was a single center, randomized, two period, two sequence, complete crossover study, which was conducted on the first year medical students in the Department of Physiology of Government Medical College, Chandigarh. And the sequence of teaching method used, that is the traditional followed by flipped, or flipped followed by traditional, was randomized. The study was approved by the Institutional Ethics Committee of the Government Medical College, and written informed consent was obtained from the students prior to their enrollment in the study. The class of first year was randomly divided in two groups in 1:1 ratio using computer generated number, and two relatively small topics in physiology, namely vision and hearing, were selected. I think that understanding of which is a concept based. In the first period, one group of students was assigned the flip model teaching, and the second group was taught by conventional method using lectures. So in first part of the study, PowerPoint presentation of one of the topic, that is vision, was prepared and uploaded on a website created by us for the student, and only the student of the flipped classroom group were allowed access to the uploaded material. They were also instructed to go through the standard textbooks and read these topics from there, and they were given a period of 1 week to go through these lectures before the scheduled teaching of these topics. After 1 week of self-learning, the flipped teaching group attended the lecture session, during which problem-based questions related to the topics were asked and discussed with the students. They were also encouraged to ask questions to clarify concept. The session lasted 2 hours, and such three sessions were taken to discuss the whole topic with the students. During this 1 week period time, the other group, that is the group with the traditional teaching, was taught the same topic using conventional lectures, and a total of 8 hours of lecture were delivered to them. After the interactive session and teaching of the traditional group, we took a written test, short answer type of written test, and it consists of the questions which were testing the conceptual knowledge like memory, understanding, analysis, and application of the concept. In the second period, complete crossover was done with the traditional teaching group taught using flipped method and vice versa. The topic for this second period was hearing, and the same methodology was followed as described earlier. The written test were assessed again. The written test was also taken for the second topic, and assessment was done by the single evaluator, and out of 10 marks the marking were done. Then after the test, a questionnaire was also given to the student, which consists of few questions like asking about the like and dislike, their like and dislike of the flipped model classroom teaching, and regarding the adequacy of the material which were provided to them, or the PowerPoint presentation that was uploaded. Then if they were asked that whether they want this type of teaching method covering more of topics in physiology. And also there was an open-ended question which was asking about their experience of this new method of learning. And we also asked about that how much they felt that this type of teaching, that the flipped model classroom teaching, made them responsible or to take the responsibility for their learning. The data was expressed as mean, with 95% confidence interval, and repeated measure linear mixed effect model was used to compare the score of the test scores for traditional versus flipped classroom teaching, keeping method of teaching as fixed factor and sequence as random factor and gender as a covariate. P-value of less than 0.05 was considered statistically significant. A total of 95 students participated in the study, out of which 87 students appeared in the test, and 13 students out of 100 failed to report for a written test. So the teaching method, the traditional in the first test, the mean score for written test in traditional teaching group was 5.23, and in flipped model classroom teaching was 4.7. Although the score with the traditional group is higher than the flipped group, using a linear mixed effect model, we did not find any statistically significant difference in the performance of the student. The difference between the score in the two group was 0.53, with a 95% confidence interval ranging between 0.268 to 1.337. In the response of the questionnaire given, the number of students who submitted the complete filled-in questionnaire was 82. Out of them, 69.5% of students responded that in flipped model classroom, there were more opportunities to interact with the teacher, and they don't need to have an in-depth knowledge of computers to access the online courses. More than half of the students responded that the material uploaded was adequate and helped them in critical thinking and knowledge application skills, and also improved their conceptual understanding of the topic. However, less than half the class agreed that adequate preparation time was allowed before the interactive session, and they also were of the opinion that they got the opportunity to test their knowledge, but there was an increased workload. The students were agreeing that flipped model classroom was better than the conventional lectures. And out of this, 34.2% students felt that flipped classroom method made them more responsible as their learnings are concerned. As in our study, we could not find any significant difference in the academic achievement of the two groups. A resounding 80% of its students favored the flipped model classroom teaching methods. And they enjoyed, they said that they enjoyed the learning process very much. So the findings may sound paradoxical, but it has a very far-reaching implication, as the learning process should be enjoyable to the student, and so they can in future improve the learning and can give the better result. One limitation of the study, as I think, was the timing of the project, because the student were very close to their final examinations. So I think both, whether they were having the flipped model classroom group or the traditional teaching group, they were themselves motivated to learn and were preparing for the examinations. And so we can use this method in some different period of time also.
With this brief overview of the study, it is pertinent here to emphasize that since flipped classroom teaching is a student-centric approach, so it relies heavily on the student motivation and maturity levels. Our study provides a unique perspective on this teaching method by emphasizing the influence of culture and type of prior schooling students had before entering medical school. Notably, the learning culture in our part of the world reveals that some students don't actively seek information and instead focus on passing examinations and achieving high grades just by superficial learning. The students are also significantly influenced by the power dynamics of the instructors, which becomes a major obstacle in developing free communication and learning strategies. Age at the time of entry is also a crucial factor. In India, since students enter the medical program at a younger age in comparison to the West, so their self-directed learning readiness and thereby their active learning skills may not be that well developed.
Thank you for listening. This podcast was brought to you by Advances in Physiology Education. If you would like to hear our latest episodes, please visit our publication's homepage at www.journals.physiology.org.